Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
At least two people are now confirmed dead from today's explosion in Houston.
Houston Police Chief Art Acevedo says homicide and environmental crimes will work with state and federal agencies on the probe, and that means debris that is scattered around the blast area is now potential evidence, and he's asking the public for help.
Do a search around your own home, your own neighborhood, even if you're a mile away from this location. Look for any debris, any body parts, anything that may be related.
And then call police if people find anything. Fire Chief Samuel Pena says they will let the fire burn out before sending in teams to do primary and secondary searches of the facility. Charlie Hodges, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Health officials in Central Texas are waiting to hear back from the CDC after a Texas A&M student reported possible symptoms of the coronavirus after a trip to China. That student is in isolation. Health officials say the risk to the A&M campus is low. Freshman Asa Reinke says the school has not sent students an alert about the virus.
No, in fact, honestly, my mom was the first one to tell me about it, and it's the first time I heard about it at all. The administration hasn't told us anything about it.
Texas A&M did post a notice on its website. Classes are being held today on a regular schedule. And with more U.S. cases of the coronavirus being confirmed by the CDC, Fort Worth-based American Airlines says it is working with that agency and with Customs and Border Protection to make sure flights from China are safe. More from KRLD's Alan Skaya.
Yeah, American Airlines has been working closely with its medical director since the first case of coronavirus was reported last week. Starting yesterday, American said it was giving flight attendants hand sanitizer wipes to use on all flights to China. The airline says it's also in close contact with the Centers for Disease Control and Customs and Border Protection. The union for the flight attendants says American should institute immediate emergency measures to give crew members more information about symptoms and what they describe as practical procedures for what to do if a passenger or a crew member shows those symptoms on a flight. Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
The National Transportation Safety Board is out with a laundry list of blame for a New York City helicopter crash that killed five people, including two men from Dallas. Firefighter Brian McDaniel and former Channel 8 intern Trevor Cadigan were among the passengers on a night photography cruise around New York when that chopper lost power, crash landed in the East River, and then flipped upside down.
LaGuardia 27 Whiskey Alpha is directly above the site. It appears the aircraft is inverted in the water.
Right, thank you.
In its report, the NTSB found a passenger's harness had hooked the fuel cutoff switch, leading to the crash. The NTSB says the helicopter owner and tour operator should not have allowed the flight with doors open and said the harnesses were too complicated. The report also notes flotation devices on the helicopter did not inflate properly, leading to the chopper flipping upside down in the river and drowning all five passengers. The pilot survived. One person is behind bars after leading police on a car chase this morning and then crashing a stolen vehicle. Police say they were pursuing that stolen sedan when it wrecked into the interior wall on I-30 near Samuel Boulevard and Ferguson Road in Dallas. The crash shut down the interstate for about an hour. One person's been arrested in connection with a robbery. A man's being charged with a third-degree felony after a drug bust in Dallas. The Dallas Narcotics Squad says they were executing a search warrant in the 3700 block of Legendary Lane yesterday when they found several grams of illegal drugs and a firearm in the man's possession. The illegal items included more than 3 grams of meth, about a gram of marijuana, and a revolver. They were arrested the man. He's charged with possession of a controlled substance and could face up to 10 years in prison and a $10,000 fine. A distraught dog owner in Irving is offering a big reward to whoever finds his stolen emotional support poodle. Here's KRLD's Bailey Friday.
Oliver is a one-year-old poodle. He has black fur, weighs between 4 and 5 pounds, and acts as an emotional support dog. On Tuesday, Oliver was stolen out of his neighborhood in Irving. Oliver's owner, Raymond Bastillo, says the little dog has strict dietary restrictions and has to take medication every day. Bastillo says he's offering a reward of $2,000 for Oliver's safe return. Bailey Friday News Radio 1080 KRLD.
We have Bustillo's contact information along with a picture of Oliver on our website, krld.com. In sports, the Mavericks are off tonight after last night's road win in Portland, and the Stars return to action on Monday. The NHL All-Star Game is tomorrow. And don't forget, you have more chances to win $1,000 this afternoon. Keep listening to KRLD for another opportunity each hour through 4 p.m. Have a great weekend.
The All Local, updated several times a day on the podcast page on KRLD.com. Listen to us on the radio.com app anytime, anywhere for the latest breaking news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s. News Radio 1080 KRLD.